Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, and as has happened to many festivals, the first Fortnight Festival has gone online this year, and a festival all about mental health is probably more relevant than ever as we negotiate yet another lockdown, as we've been chatting about all morning. Now, I'm joined on the line by Edel Duran, who is the programme coordinator of First Fortnight. Edel, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks a million for having me on, Damien.
You're more than welcome. Now, the full title of your festival is First Fortnight Mental Health, Art and Culture Festival. So will you explain to us what is it all about and how is it going to work this year?
Yeah, so I suppose if you asked someone to step through a door if they wanted to have a mental health conversation, it would be a hard sell to many people. Yeah. But if you watch a film with friends, say Silver Linings Playbook, you naturally just start having a conversation around mental health that can open up to a much wider conversation, and it's very much needed. So the festival basically has over 70 events that use the arts to create that space for people to have unscripted conversations around mental health and ultimately try and reduce the stigma and prejudice that exists around mental health.
You said, over 70 events. Now, people, if they're listening or after the interview, they can go and find out all the information on firstfortnight.ie. But maybe we'd just go through some of them, just to give us a taste and a flavour of the theme and the genre of events that, you know, you're going to be running. It started, I think, this weekend, and it's running until the 17th, am I right?
Yeah, spot on. We started yesterday.
Okay. And you go on till the 17th. So do you want to give us a couple of ideas of some of the events that some of your own picks? For example, the movie Evelyn, is that that's the one I think where Pierce Brosnan inadvertently was trying to do his audition for Wild Mountain Thyme.
But, can't believe he didn't get cast.
Exactly. But why is that part of the festival?
So there is actually another film called Evelyn. So it is not actually Pierce Brosnan. Evelyn that we are featuring is a documentary on the IFI at Home player, which is another great example of an art organisation completely adapting to what we all faced in 2020. But Evelyn is, if I could recommend a film for like every family to watch in Ireland, Evelyn would be one of those films. It follows a family whose brother and son, Evelyn, died by suicide. And for about 10 years, the family struggled to have a conversation around what happened, to be able to talk about him. So the family gathered together and they start walking across the hills in the UK that they used to walk as a family. And along the way, they have different friends join. And it's just one of those beautiful films that just shows how healing and how important it is to have conversations, to talk about these kind of things. It's stunning. And we have a post-show discussion afterwards, and the panel are going to be amazing, just bringing different insights. And the people I've talked to who've watched it, it's one of those films where afterwards you're like, I'm so glad I watched it. So if anyone is trying to think of what can they do this evening, that's one of the options for them. It doesn't have Pierce Brosnan, but it's even better. Don't tell Chris I said that if you're chatting to him.
Okay. Now, you're going to have therapy sessions as well. And this is where you'll have poets and musicians based all across the country. How is that going to work? I mean, the whole thing is about encouraging people to mind their mental health. And we're going to be looking at people that, you know, we look up to, be they musicians, comedians, poets or whatever, sports people, encouraging us to do so and giving us their experiences. And as I said, it's dotted over the next two weeks as such in different ways. But the therapy sessions one is an interesting concept.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, do you want to go to a therapy session? People might be reluctant, but this is a very different type of therapy sessions. It's created by the amazing Dublin poet Stephen James Smith, who's an ambassador for First Fortnight, and he basically has picked established and rising pure Irish talent from the spoken world and the music world. And there's four different ones, so it's a four-corner tour from Belfast, Galway, Dublin and Cork. So for four evenings, people can go online and they can watch them from the comfort of their home with their onesie and their fluffy slippers if they want to. The dress code is whatever you want, and you can just watch it from the comfort of your home.
Yeah. You see, I suppose over the last 12 months, the reason that a lot of people's mental health has been challenged, and people that had no mental health issues prior to last March, people that have lost their jobs, people that have lost family members, people that find themselves now working at home, and people that also find themselves in a situation where they're isolated and they're lonely as well. And this is a new phenomenon for an awful lot of people, and you don't have to be living in the wilds of the West or whatever for that to actually happen. It can happen in a very urban setting as well, and that's going to be sort of a focus as well at the Dublin Story Slam.
Yeah, we're hoping that different volunteers across the country, if they want to share their story as part of the community event. I think, you know, we've all had a tough time, but the thing that has really helped combat the isolation and the loneliness is community. And what First Fortnight does is create that community. It started from a kitchen table in Tala. It grew from an idea to an actual movement to a very large community / family across Ireland. I think while it has been very, very tough, I think it has made Ireland very compassionate, a very kind community. People who might have struggled to talk about their mental health before, all of a sudden these conversations have become much more widely occurring. And I think that can only help build a healthier Ireland. And it's horrible what people are going through, but I think it's so important to have the conversation. If you're going through something, to know you can talk about it. You can talk about it with a family member or a friend, or there's supports. There's online supports, phone supports, tech supports. I think it's about talking. It's about shifting the culture from when someone asks you, how are you doing? What is the normal Irish response? It's normally grand or, oh, I'm fine. We should start changing that so people can be more honest about how they're feeling.
Okay, so what we're doing here is we're marrying the beauty of the arts and music and poetry, and indeed there's a bit of sport involved as well, as I know, and Ian O'Riordan of the Irish Times is doing an interview with Sonia O'Sullivan, and that's on tomorrow. People can actually go and find out the details on firstfortnight.ie. I know you have to register for a lot of these. Some of them have to be paid for, do they?
Yeah, so we've about roughly 10 events that are paid. The rest are free or pay what you feel. It's just really important that this is a festival accessible to everyone. There shouldn't be a barrier to accessing.
All right. Well, it's a great work. And as I said, it's really, it take you a good while to read through all of the events that are happening over the next couple of weeks. But Edel Doran, the coordinator of the event, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.